Ware's battalion kept going along the winding E-23 to Vesoul, exactly 400 miles north of Saint-Tropez. His men had covered the distance in less than a month, but there were still another 500 before they reached Berlin, and ominously, the Germans appeared set on defending each one. On September 12th, a 22-year-old first lieutenant called John Tominek, a tall Pennsylvanian in I Company of the 15th Infantry Regiment, spotted a German roadblock. It was the first of many designed to slow the Marne men as they approached the Moselle River. Tominek sprinted ahead of his platoon for 50 yards and killed three Germans with his Tommy gun. Then he and his platoon attacked another German strong point, and in a fierce firefight, they killed 30 more. A Sherman tank joined the platoon, and Tominek and his men moved beside it toward a third position. There was a vicious bark as a German cannon fired on the tank, hitting it and wounding Tominek in the shoulder. The tank erupted into flames, but its crew managed to get out before they were burned to death. Tominek picked himself up and then climbed up onto the tank, which was rolling slowly down a hill, out of control. Flames leapt into the air and bullets pinged off the tank, but Tominek, even though badly wounded, stood on the burning tank's turret, plainly silhouetted against the sky, according to one account, and grabbed hold of its 50-millimeter machine gun. Tominek let rip, his fire so accurate that the Germans ahead decided to flee. Finally, he jumped clear of the tank and watched it trundle down the hill before exploding. His men gathered around. In agony, he asked a sergeant to gouge out the shrapnel from his shoulder using a penknife. Then he was back on his feet, attacking again, this time using hand grenades, forcing another 30 Germans to surrender, earning himself the Medal of Honor, adding to the 3rd Division's extraordinary medal haul, higher than that of any other infantry division in Europe. Indeed, by that fall, the Marne men were the most decorated American liberators, having fought longest and arguably hardest for almost 2 years.